Hi, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Larry?
This is Larry.
Hey, Larry, good afternoon. My name is Tyler. I'm the specialist here in the department that handles product details and pricing. How's your day going?
Good. How's your day going, Tyler?
My day's going well. Thank you for asking. You know, we reached another Friday, but we got a three-day weekend ahead of us, so no complaints. Happy Friday to you, Larry.
Right on.
I know you were speaking here with Sol. He's one of our mapping coordinators for the department. Did he do a good job of explaining the basics of the program and where it is we would have you showing up on the front page?
He did. I'm a little preoccupied right now because I'm trying to buy a truck, but yes, he did a pretty good job.
Okay, well, congratulations. What kind of truck are you trying to buy?
Anything with four wheels? I'm just kidding. So like I was telling him, I'm in a mess right now. I just went through a divorce. My ex-wife stole my brand new truck because it was in both of our names, and it's a civil case now. So I'm without a vehicle, and I'm missing out on bids and things like that. So I am literally heading down right now to go get a truck, and so this is kind of bad timing, but I am definitely interested.
Gotcha. Well, this is something that we are actually looking to fill today. Since we do have a Labor Day special that we got going on, that's why it does reduce the cost substantially from what we originally charged. Now, due to what I just heard from you say, I'm going to make things along the lines of being very affordable for you. So, this is the price point without any of the discounts. Okay, normally it runs at the original rate of a $499 value with a $299 programming fee. Normally it's not a cheap service, but with the discount implemented, I'm going to get you in at $199, reducing the cost by 50% and waive the programming fee entirely.
Okay.
And that would be a fixed flat rate and out the door. There would not be any other hidden fees involved with that price point. There would not be any other surcharges, and I would be waiving the entire programming fee. Alrighty, so $199 is all you'd be looking at. Now,
and that would be per month, per week?
Yeah, that would be on a month per month basis, but there's no contract involved. Okay, but the program does require a 2-month verbal agreement, strictly making us performance based, but the only way we're going to keep you coming back to us for the third month moving forward is by providing results within that first 2-month time frame. But our platinum package is what you qualified for today. It's designed to show our clients a return on investment within that time frame, but it also holds all the tools that Google looks for on a daily basis in order to help you rank higher on the front page with your competition that's already up there. Okay, but all the services that come included is going to get you found as a top recommended option in your local area. This way calls come directly to you. You'd be able to, they call you for your services, so you wouldn't have to worry about paying any kind of a lead fee or anything like that. It's direct client contact. What we also provide for your business would be first page of Bing Local as well, which is owned by Microsoft. And then in order to help the company rank on the front page higher, we'll place you on 60 online directories. These directory submissions that we place you on come out to be, they're the bigger, more popular ones that Google indexes daily. So you'll be on the betterbusinessbureau.org, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce. Keep in mind, not only do these are these directory submissions that Google indexes, but they're also directories that consumers use to search from on a day-to-day basis as well. So it's going to give you a lot of exposure. And then what we would also do is provide you with a website. Now, the website would be up and running for you within 5 business days only. Now, the website, we would send you over an example of how it looks on the 5th business day. Once we get your approval on it, we would attach to all of the business listings, Google, Bing, and all the directory submissions. That way, if those are avenues clients are choosing to go down to do searches for the services you offer, they'd be able to pull you up from that platform and contact you directly. Okay, and then what we also provide for you is going to be the mobile devices, and that's because nowadays everybody is doing internet searches from their cell phones, and their location's always changing when they're traveling. So what we're going to do is mobily optimize your company. That way you do show up from anybody searching from any kind of iPhone, Android, and we also cover you on all tablets out there. So when it comes to your online exposure, we literally cover all of your bases. Okay. Now, we would get you found for 15 different keywords or keyword phrases. That way, if anybody goes online and they don't know a company to utilize, they're going to go to the search bar on Google or their smartphone. They're going to type in keywords related to services they're offering, whether it be like trim work, carpenters gotcha. Near me, any type of flooring installation, like laminate flooring, vinyl flooring, handyman services, drywall repair, any keywords related to services you offer, we would get you found as a top recommended option on the front page so they can call you directly. Okay. Now I know your financial situation right now, from what you just told me a moment ago, but, in order to offset the $199 a month, how many clients would we have to bring you every month in order to not only offset that, but make it become profitable for you?
To offset the $199?
Correct.
A lot less than you could probably provide, actually.
Well, actually, we've been in business for 17 years. We're results driven.
That's not a big deal. The $199 is not a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
$199 a month. If I get one job out of a month out of this would be, but that exposure is amazing, and that's what I've been looking for. I've been meaning to do a website, but like I said, I've been preoccupied with the divorce and all that stuff, and it's just been a lot. So, you know, I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, that's a lot on your plate right there, but I mean.
Paying $199 for 2 months with no contract would be,
No, it's the $190, it's a 2 month verbal agreement, but I want to clarify the $199 is on a month per month basis with no contract. So month one, it's $199, month two, it's $199, month three, month four. It's always locked in at that discounted rate. It never goes up or changes on you. Okay, but the reason why I did that, brought that question to your attention is because right now I just typed in the simple word, the keyword of flooring services. Now it shows me all the searches that were conducted in the last 30 days for all different types of flooring services, but it was searched by consumers that were looking for that keyword. In the last 30 days, in the Lake Havasu area, I also typed it into a 20-mile radius outside of the area to see how many searches were conducted outside your local, but it shows me right here is there's been just over 1,000. It shows me 1,002. Now, I don't want to mislead you. I don't want to mislead you and say that we're going to be able to bring you over 1,000 flooring jobs. That's not realistic whatsoever, but the goal is to place your company in front of a percentage of those searches that are being done, because worst-case scenario, if we got you even in front of 1% of that, that would still lead around 10 phone calls towards your company. But what we found out is when the calls are coming directly to you by consumers that are already out there in search of the service you offer, there's going to be a very likely chance of you landing that job from that consumer that's giving you that phone call. And then we would also Absolutely. And then what we also offer is targeted marketing. So we're going to be able to implement a 20-mile radius for you outside of the local area. But what we mean by targeted marketing is we allow you to hand select any cities, towns, or zip codes that you would like to provide your services in. We allow you to hand select areas because it is your area. So overall, you know the areas around you that may be a bit more profitable for you to work in or the areas that bring you a larger amount of income. So the goal for us over here would be to program you into those areas that are making the most bang for your buck, so to speak. But again, you know, that's why
since
we do offer
that
the
subject, may I interrupt?
Yeah, of course.
Since we're on that, okay, so there is no 20-mile radius?
Because there is a 20.
Lake Havasu City, Arizona.
Oh yeah.
There's nothing outside of our town within at least 35 to 40 miles, which would be Parker, Arizona. So I would need like, you know, a 75 to 80 mile radius, which would be all the tri-state area.
Well, that
so
I quoted you. Yeah, well, I quoted you for the local listing. The $199 is what we charge for the local listings. If you wanted to be found within 75 to 80 miles, I would actually have to implement a package that would implement ads for you. Now, if you wanted to implement a package that offers the ads, I would be able to get you in it would be $249, so it'd be $50 more than the $199, but that would get you found in the 75, 80 mile radius that you want to target in. And then we would allow you to hand select the cities, towns, or zip codes that you would like to provide your services in within that radius. Okay, so it'd be $50 more, but I mean, still very affordable. And then what we also are going to provide for you is you have an app that you can download through your phone. That's free. Obviously, that's not going to be any charge. But through that app, you can see all of the analytics that are coming included. That way, everything's completely transparent. You can see what we're doing for you, like tracking the total amount of phone calls that we bring towards your company. You can see zip codes of where those calls are coming to you from. If a client chooses to leave you a review, the dashboard notifies you about that review, and it goes live, and it gives you the option of responding to it if you choose to. In addition to that, what we're also going to be providing for you would be all the top-ranked keywords people are searching to find your company. You get a list of those as well. You get a list of the areas that we've programmed your company to work in, and you're also going to be able to see a device breakdown about how the consumer looked for you, even whether they searched from like a desktop, a laptop, or they pulled out their cell phone to do a search that way. And then if we're building the website for you, you can track visits to the website that we bring you as well. So everything is completely transparent. But again, Larry, that's why we do offer the services here with a 2-month verbal agreement. It does strictly make us performance-based. As I stated, we've been in business for 17 years, but in order to keep you happy and coming back to us for the third month moving forward, it's up to us to provide you results within that first 2-month time frame. But all in all, you're not locked into anything long-term or any contracts whatsoever. But with all of the services that we do include, I'm sure you can see the value of giving the program a shot today so we can prove to you how well it's going to work for your business, right?
Yeah, way better than Angie Leeds.
Yeah, I mean, I hear that that program gets very expensive. When you accept the lead, you have
it
to pay for every single lead that
month.
They send you. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I don't get to pick the leads. So they just send them to me, and then that's it. And they take it right out of my bank account. And it costs me a lot of money.
Even
and
if it's not
it
even
the... mean that I get the lead.
And it's not even if it's in, doesn't even mean that they're going to want the job when you accept it, right? If you call them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could just be somebody just inquiring, you know, and they cost me $23 for this lead and, you know, $17 for this lead. And all of a sudden, oh man, now my bank account's like getting really low and, I haven't secured one of these jobs and
wow.
I have to take so much time. Yeah. It's, you know, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what, man? I'd love to do this. At least give
okay.
it a two-month shot.
Okay. Well, Larry, it's definitely going to be something that we make you happy with, okay? I can definitely tell you that. But what I would have to do here on the front end, I would just have to verify some information in regards to your company to make sure that we have everything accurate here. So it's very important we represent you properly. Okay. So I'm just going to verify the information first real quick with you. Now, for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact for the business. Now, the number that we've been speaking on, the 928-727-2220, would that be the best number for us and your clients to reach you on?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the number that we're going to use for you. And then we do need to get you PIN verified inside of your local area. That's what gets you the little red dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that your business is located in. I found the address listed for you as 2290 Jamaica Boulevard. Jamaica Boulevard S, is that a business location, storefront, or is it a home address? S is for South, obviously.
That's my former home address.
Okay, so that's your former home address, so it's not the current one?
No.
Okay, what's the current address for the business?
2072.
Okay.
Chip Drive, CHIP. And everything else is the same as
gotcha.
2290 Jamaica.
Understood. Okay. And same zip code, 86406?
Correct.
Okay. All righty. And then also, for the account purposes, Larry, what's your last name?
Williams.
All right. W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what's the best email address to use for you? Because we do send you over everything in writing.
It's L. Williams, like Larry Williams.
Okay.
USNC, as in United States Marine Corps, at Gmail.
UNSC, right?
USMC, like United
States. Oh, yeah, MMC. Gotcha. Understood. Gotcha. Perfect. All righty.
Will you repeat that? Because a lot of people screw it up.
Yeah, L. Williams, UNMC. United
USMC.
States.
USMC.
USMC.
Yes.
Good thing I clarified that. Okay, right. So Williams, USMC, United States Marine Corps. Understood. Okay, all right. And then also, you said that's at Gmail?
Yes.
All righty. And I'm guessing you're a veteran?
I am, sir.
All right. Well, thank you for your services. We definitely appreciate that. Absolutely. We take care of our veterans over here, absolutely. And then also, Larry, why get, I'm going to send you over an email right now giving you two forms of contact, but why do that, what are your hours of operation for the business? Like, how do you like to operate? Is it Monday through Friday? Is it 6 days a week, 7 days a week?
As in, like, taking phone calls?
Correct. Uh-huh.
I'll take phone calls 7 days a week.
7 days a week? Okay. Absolutely.
Definitely.
All right, and then what are there any hours that you would like to specify, or is it pretty much like open availability?
Yeah, just call me anytime, and if I don't answer, I will definitely return that phone call if it's after hours or whatever.
Okay, all right, perfect. And then when you're finished with the job, what methods of payment are you able to accept from your clients? Can you accept all forms like cash, checks, and credit cards, or how does that work for you?
I will accept cash. I will accept Cash App, Venmo, those kind of deals, just because PayPal, those kind of things.
Yeah.
I just don't trust anybody, unless they're local. I will definitely, I'm going to take a deposit anyways. And if the deposit goes through, if it's not cash and it's a check, I'll go down to their local bank. I'll go down to that bank and cash it there and then put it in my bank account, for materials or whatnot, to get started with the job, and then I'm trustworthy about that, but there's a lot of people out there that just, if they
of
don't
course.
Pay, then they don't, I'm not going to do the whole job. So I just don't, I'll accept anything, but it just depends. Most likely it's just going to be these new ways of, doing things, like I said, the Cash App, Venmo, and that kind of thing.
Of course. And on the website that we generate for you at the very bottom, they'd be able to pay you through the website. Like if they have a PayPal account, they got Venmo, they got Cash App or whatever the case may be. We put that at the bottom of the line. That way if you're out at the bottom of the email, that way if you're out doing a bid or you can get your payments on the go pretty much, where you don't have to be at home on the phone with them. They can pay you directly through the website.
Yeah,
okay.
Perfect.
All righty. And then also,
that's how I do it.
Wonderful, wonderful. And then social media-wise, did you have a Facebook, Instagram, or anything like that that's built for the business?
I can't do that because of my ex-wife.
Okay, understood. All righty.
So I started a boat rental company, and I'm just being transparent with you as well. I started a boat rental company, and I got a couple boats, and her and her family screwed that up. I was on platforms and I was, getting everything. I had so many rentals set up and everything, and they just kept screwing everything up. They were going on doing fake profiles and just a lot of bad things. So I don't want to do social media right now. And I don't really have to, because with you guys and with my reputation, it's pretty good. It'll be pretty good. So.
Understood. Okay. All righty. And then also, when you're finished with it, if we would have to get a hold of you, how would you prefer us to reach you? Would you prefer a phone call, a text message, an email, or does any of the above kind of work?
I would prefer text messages and phone calls, please.
Text messages and phone calls. Absolutely. We can do that for you. All righty. And then I'm just making sure that this email that I sent over to you earlier sent over to you successfully, and it does show me that it did. So inside of the email, it's going to give you two forms of contact in case you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way. Each and every time you try to call one of those numbers, right when you open it up, it's going to be client support's number, but located towards the bottom of the email, of the same email, is going to be my phone number as well, with my extension. That way you can reach a live client agent each and every time you try to call in. If I don't answer, please feel free to leave me a voicemail, and then I'll get back to you at the earliest convenience or when I'm back at my desk. Okay?
I did not get it, but my email is full right now, so I'm going to have to buy storage.
Okay, so we can go ahead and resend that over.
Email?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait, Tyler.
Yep, that's me.
Is that you?
Uh-huh.
I got it.
Wonderful.
All right, cool.
Yeah, it does show me that it does bounce. Yep, that's our company. And it does bounce back if it doesn't send over successfully, so it didn't bounce back on me. So I'm glad you got that.
Awesome.
And then you are going to be getting everything else sent over to you in writing, like you get an invoice via transaction showing you what came out of your account today, right after that transaction is made. okay? But now that I did send you over the numbers in writing, the last thing that we would need to do here in order for us to be able to start the programming, that would be securing the listing at the 249 rate. In order to secure the listing today, Larry, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card? What works best for your company?
Can I put you on hold for 1 second?
Absolutely.
All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Tyler.
Yep.
Tyler?
Yeah, right. I'm here.
I'm ready to give you a call. All right.
Oh, okay, I'll repeat those numbers
so
back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
Okay. So here we go.
Okay.
You know what? 1 second. Let me get my glasses. Hold up.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
All righty.
5199.
Okay.
4712.
Okay.
0038.
Okay.
6855.
And the expiration month and year?
1027.
And the LIDA code that's located on the back?
331.
Okay, and is that car connected to the 2072 chip drive address, or is it a different mailing address?
It is not. It is not. It's connected to 3558 Wallingford Drive.
Wallingford. How do you spell
that? Kansas City. W-A-L-L-I-N-G-F-O-R-D.
Uh-huh. All one word?
Drive.
Wallingford? Okay.
Wallingford is all one word, yes.
Okay, drive, and then what's the rest?
Lake Havasu City, Arizona, 86406.
86406. Okay, so same zip code. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All righty, give me 2 seconds here.
That's my thing to be wise.
Understood. Okay, and then now we use a VeriSign Secure Merchant Processing Server over here, Larry. So what that means is the card is going to be coded out. It's encrypted. It only shows the last 4 digits. But before I do encrypt the card, I want to make sure that I do have everything accurate here. So I have a 5199 4712-0038-6855, and I have October of 27 and 331.
Correct.
Okay, all righty. Now, the card is coded out. Now, what I'm going to be doing right now is I'm putting together your package, but I'm going to be going over a 90-second voice verification that goes over the service agreement, and it does read as follows. Okay, it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's also an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, Larry, will you please state the name of your business?
American Floor Solutions.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Larry Williams, title owner, operator.
All righty. Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business today?
I'm sorry?
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you. And you are the authorized user on the billing of the account, correct? Like your soon-to-be wife gave you authorization to use that?
Yes.
Okay, all righty. And then to get results as fast as possible, very important, you are actually involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash?
Yes.
All righty, thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Don't know what that means.
So basically, in other words, what that, I know that's kind of a wordy question, but what that question is asking, in other words, is if a company calls you and they offer to do some sort of marketing or advertising for the business, all we ask for before, if you decide to move forward with them, to make sure that you don't double pay for a service, we just ask that you give us a phone call before doing so, so we can make sure that you don't double pay for something that we may already be doing for you over here.
Oh, yeah, awesome. No, definitely.
Okay.
Yes,
okay, perfect. Perfect. And then also, the payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today's date. That's going to be September 2nd, 2022. It's going to be charged in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $249. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement, when the second month term is completed from the 2 month of the verbal agreement, the agreement would renew the following month on the same day of the second, but it would renew in that same discounted amount of $249. That rate will never change or go up on you, not a cent. But you may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for the next month of service, we would just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, so that does conclude the voice verification. What I'm having my finance team do right now, Larry, is they're going to be running the 249. As soon as that goes through, you're going to be getting a confirmation email sent over to you showing you that 249 came out of your account. And then while I wait for that confirmation, I'm going to be setting you up for what we call a client interview. The client interview process, that's when you sit down with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google, and they're going to be going over, like, the keyword content with you, service areas that we're going to be programming to work in, and going over a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly, of course. Okay, now, unfortunately, I don't have another available agent today. So the next available time I'm going to be able to get you in is going to be on Tuesday because we are closed due to the Labor Day weekend on Monday. So I can get
perfect.
You in on Tuesday, but let me know what time works best for you on Tuesday. We're in the same time zone, so what time would work best for you?
Um, 11 a.m.
All right, I got...
Do you find?
Okay. Yeah, I got that slot wide open for 11 o'clock on Tuesday. So give me one moment here. You're going to be getting a calendar invite sent over to you here momentarily from me. So when you do accept that, when you do receive that, please accept that. But I'll let you know as soon as I get that sent over to you. Just give me one moment here.
Okay.
And then they are going to be contacting you on this number that we're speaking on, 928-727-2220. All right, just to kind of clarify that
right with
you. And then all right, two more steps, and then I got that sent over to you. All right, I just pressed the send button right now, and I invited you to the calendar invite. So when you go ahead and receive that, go ahead and accept that for me. And I do want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the Local Splash team. The payment did go through, and what we're going to do, Larry, is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. Okay, I'm excited for it. It's going to be a profitable service. And then what I do need you for another minute or two. You're going to be getting a couple emails over if you haven't already. Actually, it shows that we sent over the invoice to you already. So can you pull up your emails, please?
Yep. 1 second here. I'm confirming my signature.
Oh, perfect. All right. You're already 2 steps ahead of me. All right. So if you confirm the signature, once you confirm it, it's going to take you to another page that says Local Splash username and password.
Some reason it's not.
Are you? It's capital sensitive as well.
Yeah, I just did. So, what did you put my name in as? Just Larry Williams, right?
Yeah, Larry Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S.
Yep, I did that. Oh, maybe I should backspace there. If that goes through. Not going through.
Very odd. Well, We'll be able to get you back to that page tomorrow. What it's gonna do? I'm sorry.
Maybe it's because I don't have internet right now.
That could be a possibility. But what that's gonna do, Larry, is it's gonna take you to another page that says Local Splash username and password, and I can provide you with your username. That's going to be your phone number that we're speaking on right now, area code first, 928-727-2220. But the password, that's going to be created for you and given to you by the at the time of the client interview on Tuesday at 11 o'clock. Okay, and then once you disconnect with my agents, they're going to be able to you'll be able to customize them to whatever you want them to be. That way nobody else knows what they are. Okay? They like to have that team that thing signed before the client interview. So go ahead and keep trying it. If you don't have the internet, then obviously, If you don't have internet access right now, it's fine. We can walk you through, back to that page and get it signed during the client interview. But if you do end up getting the internet or you were able to sign it, go ahead and try it a few more times. But, that is really the only requirement that we do have from you today. But if you can't do it, there's no harm, no foul. We can end up doing that on Tuesday for you. Okay? And then also, let me make sure that I'm just crossing the T's and dotting the rest of the I's here. Okay. All right. So everything's sent over to you in regards to the invoice and also the calendar invite. So I'd like to ask before my agents give you a call on Tuesday, did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime in regards to the program or anything that I can clarify for you?
You know what? Can you just give me 1 second here? I'm sorry. Maybe I got this now.
Okay.
I just wanted to send the signature over to you so it's all I think I clicked everything I'm supposed to click. No, I don't have any other questions for you because signature does not match. I think it sent me to your guys' page.
Where it says Local Splash username and password?
Tyler?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Yeah. Do you know my password?
No, the password is going to be created.
I'm sorry.
No, the username is your phone number, but the password, that's going to be created for you and given to you at the time of the client interview come Tuesday. Okay, and then once you disconnect with my agents, go ahead.
You know if it went through?
Let me double check here.
Because it did.
It did go through. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. It shows me on my end that it was
mine.
So
now it's just between me and. Awesome. So it's just between me and your guys calling me on Tuesday and
we can deal with all that.
Yeah, and they're going to walk you through on how to get any photos over to us so we can start customizing the website if you have any. Did you have a logo that was made for the business yet?
I do.
Okay, so we'll walk you through on how to getting that over to us as well, and then we go through the keyword content with you, service areas that we're going to program you to work in, and also a testimonial in regards to your company to make sure that we're representing you properly. Okay?
Awesome, Tyler. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And like I said, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, we want to make sure that it's working for you. Please feel free to use those numbers that I emailed over to you. But if not, Larry, just wait for that call come Tuesday, and we'll get the rest of this ball rolling for you, okay?
Awesome. Can I ask you one more question?
Yes,
can
sure.
I get your number? I know you sent it to me and all that. Can I just write it down just in case?
Yes. So it's 877-635.
Okay.
6225.
All right.
And my direct extension is 852. But if you want to reach client support, that would be extension 1. But it's the same number, but just different extensions.
All right.
All right, Larry. Well,
I appreciate
again,
everything, man.
Absolutely.
You have a great weekend.
Yeah, we appreciate the time and the opportunity to earn your business, and you enjoy your Labor Day weekend as well, okay? Good luck to you.
All right. Thank you, Tyler. Bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.